back up, go to church, tell your pastor you heard preach on the radio, tell me I can't give in, I can't give up, I can't quit. I'm on the wall, I'm doing a good work. Amen. And I can't come down, I can't stop. Listen, I'm praying for you, I'm believing God for you. Man, Brother Mark, how is it that when you're having a great time preaching and teaching and talking about the scripture, time run out on you? Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but listen to me, I want to pray with you. I'm going to be to the radio station for a few more minutes here. You can call me 561-633-8755. That's right, 561-633-8755. I'm believing God for you that a miracle will take place in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for giving us staying power, for giving us standing power. We thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost that operates and abides on the inside of the believer. We thank you, God, right now, God, for keeping at bay every opposition, every opposed opposition, and every thing that will try to cause, hallelujah, us to fail and to stop. Thank you, God, that when the enemy came in like a flood, it was your spirit that was raised against it. And we bless you in the name of the Lord. Listen, call me. I want to pray for you. I want to believe God for you. Don't quit. Hold on. Hallelujah. And God will surely, hallelujah, see you through. Amen. 561-633-8755. God bless you. God bless
you. You're in tune to the Bible Church of God broadcast with Bishop Gerald Banks. We're currently holding services at the Riviera Beach Prep Academy, which is located 7071 Garden Road, Riviera Beach, Florida, 33404. Service times are Wednesdays at 7. Join us Sunday for Sunday school at 10 o'clock. And a morning worship starts at 11 o'clock. If you can't make it to our service, we have Bible study on Monday nights in Port St. Lucie at the Port St. Lucie Community Center, located 2195 Southeast Arroso Boulevard, from 7:30 to 8:30. Come out and join us for service as we go into the Word of God. Bring the whole family out. Come one, come all to the Bible Church of God, reaching the world for Christ, one person at a time. And now, let's go to the Word of God, which is already in progress with Bishop Gerald Banks.
Sunshine after the rain. Joy must come after the pain. You never give me more than I can bear. You made me mighty strong. You made me mighty strong. You gave me joy for my sorrows and hope for tomorrow. You trust me to end. My strong. You turn my ass.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for another Friday. Amen. And I thank God for Sister JB singing that song, Mighty Strong. Amen. God is great, and He's made us mighty, mighty strong. We want to give honor to the Holy Ghost. We want to thank God. Amen. Him allowing us to be a part of this day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. I am so grateful and thankful that God has afforded me, amen, another opportunity to give His name the praise, the honor, and the glory. This is Bishop Banks coming to you once again, amen. We're excited. We pray that this broadcast finds you in a good place with God. If not, we're going to try to help you get there through the help of the Lord, amen. We thank God for you. We love you in the love of the Lord. Thank God for all of our listeners that are paying attention and listening to the Word of God, and all these great preachers that are coming on, preaching this Word of God in these last days. Listen, man, we need the Word. We are living in the last days. Don't get fooled. Don't get delusional about what's going on. Amen. The Lord is coming back soon. Everybody got their opinion. Everybody got their feelings. Everybody got what they think. But at the end of the day, amen, He will come back for a ready people. Amen. A church without spot or wrinkle. Amen. We can say what we want. We can feel how we want. We can write what we want, but at the end of the day, it's God who's going to have the last say-so over every situation in life. Amen. I'm grateful, amen, to be part of the winning side. Look at somebody say the winning side. I thank God, amen, for the winning side. I do want to give honor, amen, to the Spirit of the Lord today. I thank God, amen, for my wife, First Lady Banks, amen, who's listening. I thank God for all those that are out there, amen, and appreciate you so much. My great bishop, thank God for him, Bishop Sylvester Banks Senior, Mother Fanny, God bless you. Bishop London, God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you, man. Thank God for my elders. I appreciate them, all my overseers. Bishop Robert L. Banks, amen, Jr., and his wife, Karen. We thank God for you. That was their daughter singing. Joshua Kim, how y'all doing out there, man? The boys in the van, ain't hollering at you in a minute. How y'all doing? God bless you. Amen. You in Calibre. God bless you, man. Thank God for you. Appreciate you so much. Hey, Mom, how you doing over there for Hope? Sister Mary Banks, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen. Sister Trail Somerset and D. Somerset. Deacon D. Amen. Mount Calvary. Thank God for you. I love you, man. Sister Ann, God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. Sister Ashley, how you doing? God bless you. We love you in the love of the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Wayne, Lord. Pastor Wayne, Lord, and Sonya, God bless you, all the way from Tampa, Florida, Bible Church of God, amen. Deacon Stamp and his wife, Coya, amen. Deacon Kyle and his wife, Deacon Daniel, Minister Daniel and his wife, amen. Thank God for you guys paying attention and listening, amen, and supporting this broadcast. All you that are on, amen, on the social media, on the internet, we thank God for you, you and you, all up the coast, wherever you may be listening to this broadcast, we appreciate you, amen. Thank God for you. Listen, we just want to try to encourage you this morning, amen, and let you know this month of May is gone. It's gone, amen. I'm telling you, it's gone. Time just fly by. We are in June, and I'm telling you, we just excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm coming up to June, and man, listen, we got some things going on and a whole bunch of stuff happening in the month of June, but I want to touch bases with you from the Word of God in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, amen, chapter 63. The book of the statesman, chapter 63. Amen, chapter 63. If you don't have it, just pay attention. If you can got the time to turn to it, amen. We're going to be reading from verse 7. 63 and verse 7. Thank God, amen, for the radio staff as well, amen. Thank God for them that's putting this broadcast together, their families. We thank God for you. Appreciate you so much. Listen, he said, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praise of the Lord according to all that the Lord had bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he had bestowed on them according to his mercies. And according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted. And the angel of his struggle saved him. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen. And carried them all the days of old. How many believe that God will carry us? I want to talk to you, amen, about something all of us are familiar with sometimes. Where is God when I'm in pain? Where is God when I'm in pain? I know, you know, we can identify with this, all of us that are human. At some point in our life, we're going to have to deal with some unwanted pain or issues or situations. I just want to encourage you, if I can, this morning on this great Friday, you know, when we start talking about where is God when I'm in pain. And I'm going to remember as children when we need immunizations. And as a child, we didn't understand that inoculations, how they hurt us. Amen. As a child, and but they also protected us from serious diseases. And as a child, from our point of view, you know, we looked like the doctors assaulting us. And then we got parents standing by, amen, who love us, and they allow that doctor to stick needles in us. Amen. It just didn't make sense as a child. Amen. But when we look at such an experience, it gives us a little insight. Into God's dealing with us. Amen. It can help us to answer one of the questions, you know, when painful things happen to us, where is God? Anybody ever asked that question? Where is God? The Bible tells us that when the ancient Jews suffered hardship, God always made his presence known. Sometimes when you're going through some of your toughest times, God's going to show up. Right there in the midst of a tough time. He was right there with them. And Isaiah was pointing out the coming of Jesus Christ. And he was pointing out his ability to identify with our needs. It says, in all their affliction, he was afflicted. Think about it. Jesus came and he was able, amen, to identify. He understood because he came in human form. He understood, amen, because he came, amen, to die as a human, to suffer as a human. So he can identify with the pain that we are going through, you know? You know, how many remember, you know, your earthly father, you know, had to hold you down sometimes when the doctor had to give you that injection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know? Sometimes you can recall him coming and that experience that hurt him more than it did you. Anybody ever been there? Sometimes your parents used to whoop you. Doing something wrong and they're trying to correct you and they tell you this hurting me more than it's hurting you because they love us. Amen. And God is saying this, amen, to us in this passage, you know, to a young mind, it seems like it don't make sense. I'm going through all of this pain. It don't make sense why I'm going through this suffering. It's incomprehensible. Why am I having these kind of issues in my life? Amen. You know, but when we have children of our own, we can grasp it clearly. We start to understand what kind of father or parent that we really had. Amen. That we really have. You know, I think about some things that happened in my life and how God was, you know, allowing me to be groomed and shaped. And it's a painful thing when you're being groomed and shaped. Amen. In the image of God, God was keeping us from trouble. And a lot of friends of mine that I grew up with whose parents wasn't as strict. Amen. They end up either in jail or in the grave because, amen, their parents wasn't there, amen, to put a loving hand on them and to direct them right. So I want to say this, parents, you keep on keeping the hand on your children. They may not like it now, but they would appreciate it, amen, when they get older, how their parents loved on them and cared for them and how they would not let them, amen, go out and do everything they wanted because they know at the end of the day, it was going to come back and bite them in real life. Somebody say real life. So God, sometimes, amen, when we are dealing with the pain, he can identify because he understands. And sometimes he allows us to go through things, but he's right there. He's right there with us. Come on, somebody. He is right there with us. Amen. And when we understand that, to say he himself enters through all our agony, and he has tasted our cup of suffering, according to Hebrews chapter 2, 17, 18. Amen. And when we look at the scriptures, amen, you know, You say, where is God when I suffer? Amen. Where is God when I'm in pain? Amen. The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and punished with the stripes we are healed. Amen, somebody. With the stripes that God does not pick up and leave us at hard times. Amen, somebody. You know, but he comes to our rescue. He's right there with us, and he's even mindful of the pain that we're going through. Sometimes people thank God and abandon them in the pain, but how many know that God is right there? And sometimes, amen, the pain is for our good. Sometimes we suffer a little pain early so God can teach us some things later on in life. And I promise you, amen, that he'll never leave you. I promise you, when you go through something with God, you're going to come out better than when you went in. That's the problem. And Satan's job is to discourage you. Can I preach that? His job is to discourage you, amen. When you're going through pain, because he has painted this picture of life. And in Satan's picture of life, he has painted this perfect picture that nothing ain't going to never go wrong when you're on the Lord's side. Can I preach real up in here? Nothing ain't going bad ain't going to happen to you when you're on the Lord's side. Every day going to be, every day going to be Sunday, but sometimes Sunday you have some rough days too, you know. But hell, people paint that picture, and people will grasp that picture of not looking at the reality of life. Job said, a man that's born of a woman have only a few days, and those days are full of trouble. You know what Job said? And Job said, we ain't got, amen, but a little bit of time here, and we're going to be challenged. Somebody say challenged. When you are challenged, amen, with life, it teaches us, amen, how to trust God, how to abide in God, and how to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Think about what I just said. Hold on to his unchanging hand. God don't change, amen, because of your circumstance. You don't change because of your illness. You don't change because of your pain. Amen. He's still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Come on, say amen, somebody. You know, we have to understand that God is right there with us, you know. But not only does God feel for us, he will act on our behalf, even when we don't know it. Mm-hmm. Isaiah said, the angel of his presence, mm-hmm, saved him in his love and in his mercy. He redeemed them and he lifted them and carried them all on the days of old. Mm-hmm. Did not ancient Jews realize that God was carrying them through all their trials? Uh-huh. They might not have known it, but he did. Nonetheless, sometimes you don't know how you got from point A to point B, amen, in the midst of your pain and in the midst of your tears. You don't know how you were able to survive. You don't know how you made it, amen. But God was right there with you, giving you strength, amen. He said, I'll be a very present help in your times of trouble, amen. To be present seemed to me, he said he'll be on time. He's always there. You ain't got to wonder where God is. Can I preach that? Some people be wondering, where is God when I hurt? He is right there. He's right there in the midst of your pain, identifying your pain. God is right there, amen. And if God allows, stay with me now, if God allows you to go through something, amen, it's for your good. Come on, say amen. It's for your good. So what God is saying to us, amen, listen, I'm there. The good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm still going to be there. And sometimes people don't understand that. Sometimes they don't realize that. We thank God going to abandon us just because of something tragic that's happening in our life, amen. God does not abandon us in the midst of tragedy, amen. That's when his presence is stronger than it's ever been in your life, amen. But the whole problem is sometimes pain will keep you from seeing God. Sometimes pain will keep you from comprehending his presence. Sometimes pain and hurt, amen, will cause you, amen, to look in another direction. But I promise you, amen, because God is a God that cannot lie. If he said he's going to do it, if the Lord said he ain't going to leave, he ain't going to leave you. It's good to have somebody that's going to stick by your side in the midst of some tough times. It's good to have somebody, amen, that's going to be right there and just going to hold you through the pain. Come on, preach, Bishop. God will hold you through the pain. He will hold you, amen, when you seem like you can't even hold yourself. He'll throw his arms around you, amen. He'll hold you through that pain. And not only will he hold you through that pain, but he will minister to you, amen. He will nurture you back to good health. Why? Because he's that kind of God. When you go back and you look at the nation of Israel and start tracing their history, it starts tracing down through the years. Every time, amen, God was right there. Even when they were in captivity, the Lord was right there. Even when they were being persecuted, God was right there. Why? Because he said, I am married to Israel. That's my wife. I'm there with them in times of trouble, in times of pain. I'm going to be there with you. Sometimes we don't understand the pain. Sometimes we try to figure out the pain instead of trusting God. I can't figure out the pain. Amen. Some things, I don't know why God allowed it to happen in my life. But one thing I know, I can trust him. Come on, look at somebody or call somebody or text somebody and just tell them you can trust God. Come on. You can trust God because there's no failure in God. You can trust God because God does not lie. You can trust God because he got a good track record. If I can't trust nobody else in this world, I know I can trust and depend on God. So when I'm going through a pain and when I'm going through my hardship, I know that he's there. Job said, I search for God in the midst of his pain. He had lost everything. Amen. He had lost his children. Amen. His wife had trapped on and lost all his riches. Amen. Lost everything. Everything was gone. Amen. But Job said, I searched for God. I looked on my right. He was not there. I looked on my left. He was not there. Amen. But Job said, he knows the way that I take. Call somebody. See, Job said, God know me. Amen. Even in the midst of this pain, when my wife told me to curse God and die, Job said, you talk like a foolish woman. But the Lord giveth and the Lord hath taken away. I'm still going to bless his name. Do we have anybody going to give God a praise this morning in spite of what you're going through? Amen. Do we have anybody going to throw their hands up and say, I love God? Amen. I don't like my situation that I'm in. I don't like the pain that I'm going through, but I love the God that's bringing it through. I love the same God, amen, that brought me through, amen, in 1985. That brought me through in 1999 and 2010. He brought me through. He's going to do it again. Come on, come on. Get your little high five somewhere and say, God going to do it again. You got to be encouraged that God's going to do it again because God is consistent in being God. Can I say that again? He is consistent in being God. We got some friends, amen, that one day they're your friend, the next day they can stand you. We got some people in our life. One day they up, amen, and love you to death, and the next day they hate you to life. Come on. But we got to understand, amen, that God, he is consistent in being God. I don't care what your situation is. I know it may be unpleasant right now, but I promise you, he is right there with you. But you got to learn how to trust God. You got to hold on, amen, to the reins of God and don't let go in spite of how hard it gets. Amen. If I can't trust nothing else, if I can't trust nobody else, amen, if I can't confide in nobody, I can talk to my Father God and I can let him know, amen, all about it. And he understands because he's right there with us. Come on, somebody. He's right there with us. Sometimes, you know, when you are facing adversity, amen, you can look in Jesus' eyes and still stay in faith, amen, and all you're going to see is love. Why? Because he went through the same pain and agony that we are going through. Amen. You're going to see love. Why? Because we got to understand, amen, to be glorified with him. We got to deal with the suffering that he went through as well. He suffered here. Amen. He came and he suffered. Amen. And he hung and he bled and he died. Amen. For us because he loved us. Amen. And I don't care what you're going through. Paul said, can't nothing separate us from that love, not even death itself. Can separate us from that love. We may lose everything in life, but we can't lose his love because we should not be separated from God's love. Can I get a witness out there? You need to know who you are inside of God. When I'm going through my tough time, when I'm going through my painful time, when I'm going through, amen, my ups and my downs, when I'm going through the pity party, when I'm having situations that are not conducive to me, when people are dogging me out and treating me bad, I got a God that's going to stand by my side. I got a God that's going to hang in there with me. I got a God that's going to love me in spite of, amen. Sometimes people love you based on conditions. They'll love you based on what they can get from you. They'll love you based on what you can do for them. But when you can't do no more, can I preach for me and him? When you can't do no more, when it seems like, amen, you know, tap them out, they tapped out, amen. They start walking and trying to find another friend. When you can't pay the bill no more, when you can't take them out to dinner, amen, when you can't satisfy them, amen, in certain ways, amen, they'll find somebody, if they're going to look for somebody, thank God, amen, he's not like man. He neither his ways are like man. I thank God that he's God, and he's consistent. He wanted to mess up. Can I preach that? And everybody mess up from time to time. When you mess up, the world writes you off. When you mess up, amen, they talk about you. They get on social media. They run your name down. Amen, they become your judge, your jury. But one thing, they cannot be your God. Preach, Bishop. They cannot be your God. Yes, I messed up. I thank God. Amen. God cleaned up where I messed up. And I'm starting all over again. Can I say it? Amen. God will turn your situation around. God will put you back on the right path if You got tears in your eyes, but you got to keep on trusting. I know, hey, man, things looking a little bleak for you, but you got to keep on trusting. When I can't see no more, when my eyes go dim, I try for my faith, amen, to go forward. I said the other day, amen, faith is like fog light, amen. It can go a little bit further in thick fog. It can see what you can't see. It can go, amen, when it seems like you don't want to go, but faith will take you there. But you got to trust God, amen. You got to know that he is right there. He's right there, amen. But you got to believe that he's right there. He would never leave you. He would never forsake you. Amen. You got to stand and you got to hold your peace and let God fight your battle. Amen. Jesus went to the cross. He went to the cross, amen, for you. And he went to the cross for me. Huh? Yet in all of our afflictions, it's one of the sweetest places to find him, because not only do we experience his freedom, but we also experience his resurrected life in us. Amen. See, when you're going through your tough times, amen, you can rest in God. You can rest in God. You can rest in his peace. You can rest in his presence. You can rest in his abiding presence. I like that word. His abiding presence. In other words, he makes his abode with us. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That he won't leave us out there. Amen. You got some people that leave you hanging. Amen. They'll walk with you so far, but they ain't going to go too much further with you. Amen. But thank God for his abiding presence. His abiding presence simply means he's going to be there with us. Amen. He understands our pain. He understands our grief. He understands our suffering. He understands what we are going through. He understands our tears. He understands our loneliness. He understands our abandonment. He understands, baby, but you got to hold on to him. Don't let nobody discourage you, amen, from turning away from God. I'm going through, but I'm going to hold on to God. I'm having a rough time, but I'm going to hold on to God. I'm having a tough time, but I'm going to hold on to God. I might be broke, but I'm going to hold on to God. Amen. I might be physical, amen, down, but I'm going to hold on to God. I got to hold on to him, amen, because there's nothing secure in life but God. Amen. Everything else can go down. A new house can get burnt out. Amen. Good health can fail you. Amen. Money can leave you. Amen. Children can abandon you. But one thing about God, he's going to stick right with you. Amen. He's going to hold on, amen, to you. And you can never let him go, because he loves you more than you would ever know. You just got to trust him in the midst of your pain, because I promise you, he is right there with you. You ought to throw your hands up and say amen. You ought to tell God, thank you for being right there with me. Come on, I needed this today. Somebody needed this word today, because you felt advantage just because somebody messed you up. But thank God that you are still holding on to his abiding presence. Amen. Listen, my time out. I got to get up out of here. Listen, you have a great, great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go to church somewhere and remember this. You'll remember nothing else but this message. God is right there with you. I love you. Pray for me as we pray for you. Be encouraged. Hold your head up and have a great weekend. And know that this Friday, amen, has transformed and pushed you just a little bit further than you was on yesterday. God bless you. I love you. Amen. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Church of God broadcast. If today's message has blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to the broadcast, please send your donations to Bible Church of God, P.O. Box 223322, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Our telephone number is...